At the beginning of our parasha, it talks about what happens when a person gives birth, when a woman gives birth, and it says, for 33 days, she is in her tahara stages, waiting to be purified. She can't touch anything kodesh. She cannot come into the mikdash until the completion of her days of tahara. Now, what I'm about to say is certainly not pshat, but it's a beautiful, beautiful idea by the Noam Elimelech. The Noam Elimelech says that in the times when we had the Beis HaMikdash, so there was Hashras HaShchinah, that God's presence lived in the Beis HaMikdash. And now, we don't have that anymore. We have what we would call a Mikdash Ma'at. What's the Mikdash Ma'at? And the Mikdash Ma'at is that God resides either in shuls, in Batei Medrash, and God also resides within Tzadikim themselves. But this is what the Noam Elimelech says. Don't consider yourself Kodesh, do not think that you're Kodesh until Melot Yimei Tahara, until your Tahara is complete. What does it mean? What he's essentially saying is that in order to be on the level that you are Kodesh, that you are truly holy, to get to that point, it takes purification. What is purification? Purification is removing all those things that create or detract from one's ability to be pure and holy. When a person is able to do that, that is when they're able to say Bechol Kodesh, that they are truly holy. And so his message to us is that what we aspire to be is a place where God resides in us. But we can only get there when we are Tahara, when we are Tahor. God willing, God should give us the strength and the ability to find all of those things within us that detract from being the best we can and allowing ourselves for our true beauty to shine, and we could be Kodesh. Have a good day.